Hey guys, welcome back to Glam and
Hello. How's
Gossip.
everybody doing
Oh,
today?
this
We
one's
don't
gonna
need
be
to.
a little bit different.
Yep.
We're gonna be talking more about like not really commonly spoken about topics, but like Reddit questions,
Yeah,
and
am I the
then am I the
asshole?
asshole? And then just some like controversial opinions that people have posted online.
Yeah.
Also, we're gonna be making a Google form for you guys. It'll be posted on Glam and Gossip, linked on Mina's page probably and mine as well.
And in the YouTube description box, we'll have it there.
So if you guys have any questions, comments, things that you want us to talk about more, secrets that you want
Yeah.
us to talk about, and maybe even like try
Just
to give you advice
advice.
on,
Yeah.
everything and all of that lovely stuff, add it, and then we'll talk about it in our next video.
Yeah. All right,
Awesome.
Eliza,
Okay,
take the
so
lead.
I think we should start with a nice little am I the asshole story. Okay. Am I the asshole for calling my brother a hypocrite for refusing to come to my wedding because it's child-free?
Oh, no, you're not. My wedding is not going to be, there's no children allowed.
I, female 27, am due to get married to my partner, male 28, this summer. The situation is that my brother, Josh, male 32, is refusing to come to the wedding, and I think he is being unreasonable and childish. Our wedding is going to be child-free with no kids under the age of 13. The youngest guest will be around 12 to 13 years old at the time. My partner and I don't hate children, but we have had multiple reasons for having our wedding this way. Me personally, I think that weddings are mostly boring, unenjoyable experiences from the point of view of small children, so it's hardly surprising that they will act up. Josh has two kids, age 5, twins. And he has made many comments that we are selfish for having a child-free wedding. And that if we aren't inviting his kids, he's not going.
Selfish, it's your wedding. I
So
can be
selfish. I think
as.
it's selfish of him to say
Yeah.
that.
Bye. You
Yeah,
don't need to be
no,
at my wedding.
wow.
See
Is it like,
ya.
I just don't get it? Are your kids graduating kindergarten? Like, why do your kids have to be at the wedding? Like,
Yeah.
why?
Thank you for sparing me a meal at my wedding.
Yeah, three for
I'll be
that.
eating that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like.
oh, three. No, I mean, it wasn't three because the two
The
weren't
kids.
even
Oh, they
coming in
weren't
the
even gonna
first
come. They
place.
weren't even
Yeah, they
come.
weren't even on the
Okay.
list.
Their meals were not even accounted for yet. Yeah,
Ew.
that's selfish. Selfish of him. I don't think it's wrong for you to decide who gets to come and who doesn't get to come. And children, 90% of the time, that aren't behaved, ruin the wedding.
No, because I wouldn't even want to bring my kid
Yeah,
to the wedding. I
no.
wouldn't want to take care of them at a
You,
close
I,
friend's wedding.
yeah.
I'd drop them off somewhere.
And this is like sibling. Like, if my sibling was getting married, the for like once in their lifetime, that happens one day in an entire lifetime, you can leave your kids at home. You can get a babysitter one day in your life. You know, some people offer daycare services?
During weddings?
Yeah.
Like at the wedding, they're like they have a
Well, yeah,
separate.
or they have
Well,
like
I'm
a
not
house or
paying for that
something.
shit. Like, what the heck? Let the parents take care of it. That's not my problem. Do you know how much daycare costs nowadays?
Yeah.
Like, that's expensive. I'm not paying for all these
Yeah.
kids to go
I don't
to
think
a
that's
daycare.
unreasonable. I don't know.
I ain't rich like that. I've ruined
Seven and
weddings.
under?
Like, I've been that age.
She's like.
Like, I've been one of the kids before.
Seven and
Never.
under? What do you think? Six? Seven? Old enough that you can.
15.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
15.
'Cause you know what it is? Like, even if your kids mature, when they see other kids, they start to go a little wild. You're right. Yeah. I kind of agree with that. Especially now, like, we're in the social media era videography. Like, I don't need children. I'm doing a slow dance and some child runs through. Like, oh my God, my friends, one of my coworker, now friend, her sister got married and we were there. I was a bridesmaid. And while they're doing their speeches, this kid goes to the stage and he throws like the vase of flowers. Like, there's a bunch of, and he starts knocking them. Oh, literally mid-speech, I ran
I
up to the stage,
would
taken.
boycott those parents.
Their mother didn't even, like, I was looking around to be like, is his mom gonna? Nothing. Nobody got up. Nobody claimed the child. So I literally grabbed him and I put him on the chair next to me. And he had like a phone in his hand, I guess. So I put on YouTube and I was like holding his shirt the whole time. I'm like, you're not fucking going anywhere.
No, that's crazy that the mom didn't do anything. And the way that she didn't even care that you like grabbed her child and
Yeah,
stuff,
I
like
was
she did
sitting with
not
a child
care.
for like 30 minutes while they finished their speeches, but she did not give a shit.
That's so rude. No, that's no kids insane. At my wedding. Sorry. Yeah.
Like, what if?
It's
what
nothing
if,
personal.
What if someone in your family gets mad about that, though?
Like, okay, do then do? Don't come. Easy. Listen, I'm me and my family. Even at this point, I'm like, Mom, Dad, you guys don't have to come to my wedding if you don't want to. Like, they wouldn't even want to because I'm gonna have music playing and they don't like music. Oh. Like, they're I'm gonna have like a family thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or like have your Nicole, like
music. But I'm not no. They could not come for all I care.
Yeah.
I'm not even that close with my family. Like, not my immediate family.
Yeah.
I'm talking like distant family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't know if I would like I think if someone gets mad, they're being selfish. Cause like this is the one day in the year or in forever that you're I'm getting married.
Thousands.
I'm spending so much money and you're telling me you can't get a babysitter for 6 hours and you're going to make it such a problem that like now I can't have my family at my wedding.
Yep.
Like you're being selfish. It's not about your kids.
Okay. So I have a friend group and we're all really close. And one of the people in this group, let's just call him X, has a very bad hygiene problem. Okay. His house is a mess. His feet and his hands are dirty, black nails, toenails, and like he cares about his appearance, so he'll wear nice outfits. Perfume. Sorry,
I can't talk. Okay, finish.
He'll wear outfits. He'll wear perfume, but like he genuinely smells horrible. And I never said anything to him or to the group to just not hurt him because maybe it's not that big of a deal. But every single person in this friend group has mentioned it at some point and has said they don't want to bring it up for the same reasons, and people are slowly avoiding sitting close to him in gatherings, and that's probably for the same, sooner or later, he'll realize that people are staying away from him, and it could possibly hurt him more. His girlfriend didn't tell him His girlfriend didn't tell him anything, and that's probably for the same reasons, or she just doesn't mind the smell, which I doubt, which honestly, I think she probably, doesn't mind the smell, because how can you be around someone and kiss them
when I would
smell nasty?
Yeah,
no, she definitely is okay with the smell.
I wouldn't even spare anyone's feelings at that point. I'd look at him and I'd be like, you're stinky.
Yeah,
like, you're stinky, do something about
it. How do I tell him that he smells like shit without hurting his feelings? How do I tell him to take care of his smell and his hygiene without hurting him?
You say you stink, bro. No,
guys, this is what you say. You're like, oh my god, I'm so bored. Like, let's go take a shower. Oh my god, like, oh, let's go shopping. Let's go shopping. Oh my god, this deodorant is
you know so what? Good. Wait, guys, I let's race. Who can brush their teeth the fastest? Hey, I think I can shower quicker than you.
Let's do it. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
No, ew. I would gag. I would actually gag. But you know what?
This is a serious problem because I have met people before that don't smell good. And I'm pretty sure I have confronted someone before.
I have. I've told guys that, like...
I'm like, how often do you shower?
No. If someone's breath stinks, I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't do it all the time because sometimes people's breath will stink. Like, it's only...
Like, if we had dinner, fine. I get it.
No, but just even in... Like, it's going to happen. Just offer some gum or whatever. But if it's all the time, that's when I will.
Yeah.
Like, no. Eliza, if we're hanging out one day and your breath stinks...
That's fine.
I won't say anything because I know people have their off days. Like, I'll be like, oh my god, I'm going to chew some gum. Oh, yeah. Do you want some? Like,
a couple opportunities.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I would too.
But
I, you know what? I feel like you're being a worse friend by not saying something. I would rather hurt their feelings at one time than let, like, a friend I genuinely care about, and that's her boyfriend. Like,
oh no, see, with a boyfriend, it's so much
easier. Like, yeah, it's so much easier. I'd be like, go shower, you stink. Like, you can be so much deadass. But I feel like if you are witnessing, like, in that story, she's witnessing other people, like, avoid him and stuff, like, I would just, that hurts more. Like, I would just be straight up. And, like, not even, oh my god, fucking, at my old work, I don't even know if I can say this, I'm just gonna say it. Someone at my old work got hired, two people, actually, at separate occasions, and they were BO, okay? Like, it was stinky. Like, they were stinky, okay? And it's one of those where, like, you would walk by them and you would be able to smell it.
You can report that to human resources.
And fun fact, we kind of had to at one point because no one was, we would tell our manager, we'd be like, you need to say something. She'd be like, you need to say something. Like, we're not going to say anything. But it got to the point where, like, even if I went to, like, help them, I would literally like have to like breathe through my mouth, and I think that's even gross because then I'm like I'm swallowing it. It was really bad, and like again, like months went by, and it's like maybe it's because it's the winter time and people are wearing jackets and they're sweating, or maybe it's
No,
the
because
summertime.
I would want to know, honestly.
Yeah,
It would be really
it,
embarrassing,
no,
but I think I would be more embarrassed to know that for months this is what people thought of
and
me.
we ended up having to get this like sub manager, this part-time manager that was working for a couple months, because we're like, hey, let's all vote. You're leaving soon. You talk to them about it. So then he went up to him and he sat him down and he was like, he basically said it's like a part of the customer experience to smell good and look good. And was like,
Valid.
yeah, valid. But like it worked. He started,
I'm
he
not.
implemented something. So I'm like, hey, it wasn't like a, I get it if it's a health thing. Like if you have tonsillitis and you have bad breath, you cannot do anything about that. But
Get your tonsils removed.
get a water flosser. I don't like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, oh my God. But it's bad. Smell, it, I'm really sensitive to smells, so I think that's a big deal. I
No,
could
it's
not
like
go out with someone.
it's a human rights violation.
Yeah, sorry, fingernails, black fingernails. If you have a home and you're not homeless and you have black fingernails, you need to do something about that.
So
Oh my God.
bad.
Or like you don't work at in construction. Even then, wash your damn hands, bro. Holy
Yeah,
shit. Like,
literally.
I feel like we're trying to be nice, but if my boyfriend, for example, was stinky, I'd be like, you stink. You can't touch me until you do better.
I wouldn't even be attracted to him.
No. I wouldn't even get used to it. I'd just be like, fucking shower.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's like the
Or,
first
you know,
thing.
I'd be like, come shower with me. Then the whole time he's in there and I'm just scrubbing him. And I'll be like, babe, like, let's, yep, just as soon as I, it just really turns me off. Arms up.
Ew, no, that's gross though, because I don't find that attractive. I would never be attracted to a man that
I,
doesn't
you know,
like
as
take care of
like, oh,
himself.
but he dresses nice. I don't even think that makes sense. You could, but also, I don't think it's important for, like, if you dress nice, your clothes don't matter to me. Genuinely, even if a guy is wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt,
If he
fucking, he
smells
looks amazing.
good,
If he smells good,
woo,
you're hot.
dude. Me and Abiha, we were when we were coming
Yeah.
to the play to the
Yeah.
studio. We were up going up the escalators, and there was a guy in front of us. I was instantly like, "Oh my God!"
Smells
And I turn
good.
around and I'm
Yeah.
like, "Do you smell him?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "I thought that was you." I was about
Yeah.
to be like, "Dude, you smell
Smells
so
good.
good."
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know
Yeah.
what it was, but that smell got me going. I was like,
Yeah. Like,
I
I
didn't even know
don't.
what he looked like.
Doesn't matter. He smells good. Like, I'll just close my eyes for him.
Yeah, no, I was
No. I think
dying.
if someone, like, pays a lot of money on their outfits, like, fashion is all about perception. Like, if I don't like it, I don't like it. But
The
if you
water
have
bill
good
isn't that
hygiene,
expensive. It's cheaper
in
than
this
that
country,
perfume.
You're right. And that all that perfume on top of stinky body odor smells like shit. So eventually you have to shower, babe.
Yeah,
Eventually.
eventually.
Yeah. Ew. So fucking fucked. Okay, anyways, next one. Ooh, I think this isn't am I the asshole? This is just a whatever. I'm leaving my husband because I found out that he's been making fun of me behind my back to his ex.
Stop.
That
Is it, wait, is there more?
is so bad.
Oh,
Yeah. My
okay.
husband, male, 45, and I, female, 36. Okay, that's, first of all, that's 10 years. Let's just,
It's okay. It's
yeah. Met about 6 years ago. We have been married for 1 year. When we met, I was very fit and athletic. I started gaining weight, however, after suffering two miscarriages. That's sad. And the loss of my mother to cancer. Also sad. I was very depressed and barely got out of bed, and if not, to go to work. I stopped exercising and instead started eating junk food. I gained 40 pounds in 2 years. Under this time, my husband, then fiance, was very supportive and loving. I felt guilty and tried to give him an out several times, but instead he proposed and we got married last summer. Since our marriage, I've been feeling much better and it showed. I lost 20 pounds so far, gained back my
Period.
muscle and abs, and he was happy to see me feeling better. On his computer, however, it was a totally different story. He was talking almost under our entire relationship to his ex-wife, female 46, who left him 7 to 8 years ago. The relationship didn't work, and she tried to get back together with my husband. He has already met me and stayed friends with her, mostly via chat, texting since she lives 12 hours away. My husband was complaining about everything about me, my job, my depression, my cooking, and mostly about my weight. That makes me
Divorce,
so aggressive.
divorce,
That makes me so
divorce. Let's go
aggressive
to the
that
courthouse
actually makes me want
right
to.
now.
Oh my God! Telling her how disgusting I was to.
It's key. It
Yeah. I snore like a dog. He sent her pictures of me while I was sleeping. Sometimes making comments about my belly, double chin, and back boobs. Oh my God, that's not funny. That is so bad.
No, because why are you on Reddit asking this question right now? Leave.
Leave. Oh, she found these. She found these pictures extremely amusing. She came up with the name White Whale. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is horrible.
No,
They're
that
going
is
to
not your
hell.
husband.
That is not. Oh my
File for
God.
divorce right now.
She's like, they don't even flirt or talk about being together. I would. Okay, I would rather they do that than call me a
No,
white
but
whale.
no, but that doesn't matter. He whether that's his ex-wife or not, you should not be talking about your spouse
Wow.
to anyone like that.
Wow. You hate her. Yo, what
Yeah.
is it with men getting with women they hate? Have you noticed that?
He was
Like,
the one that initiated it too. Like she gave him the
oh my
out, but he's
God.
no, I
No.
like no, that's
First of all,
fucked up.
she's generous of giving him an out, because once you're with me, you're stuck with me for life. But
I'm dead.
some women like give men
Yeah.
outs and you don't take it, but then to do this.
No, that's great to be. First of all, why are you talking to your ex period? Your
Oh my
ex-wife
God.
period. Do you have kids with her? No. Why the fuck are you talking to her? There's no
Wow.
reason for you to have a relationship with
Wow.
her and then talk about me and my relationship problems to your ex. White whale?
White whale. Taking pictures of her when he's sleeping, that is a
No,
violation.
that's
That is horrible.
horrible. Because also,
Everyone looks ugly when they sleep. Like,
yeah.
I look all sorts of
I have all
stupid.
the roles when I go to sleep.
Yeah, the f I'm sleep like
I'm
also
like mouth
he
open,
doesn't even see
drooling.
her as human though at that point. Like, you don't that is oh my God,
Oh my
imagine
God, is
like
there a follow-up on that? Like, does he know? Like, I genuinely need to
Let me
know.
read. Let me see. A very simple explanation up until I went through his messenger. No.
No, because that is so scary. You think you know someone.
She's acting like normal and she started to look for a new job in another city, a new place to rent. Period. Okay.
Oh,
So at
so she
least she's
left.
doing something about
She
it.
left.
She's still there, but she's leaving, I guess,
Yeah.
yeah.
Good. He deserves much worse. But no, that's great. I
That
would,
is.
if I was at that level where I'm talking so much shit about my significant other to other people, leave. That is not a relationship you want.
Oh my God, dude. But you know what's crazy? Like, I've met people that are married and say horrible things to each other.
No, but okay, if it's like both ways, sure. That's like their oh,
Excuse me.
bless
Sorry.
you. That's like their weird way of, you
Yeah.
know. But like this is obviously one-sided.
Yeah.
Like he hates her.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being like annoyed at your partner and like venting and stuff to your friends, but like to talk shit is so different.
Yeah.
White whale, to take
Yeah.
pictures, make fun, body shame, like that is a whole different level.
That is not okay, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, also, you know what genuinely confuses me is like, if I say all that stuff, right?
That's who you
I,
married.
yeah, like, out of sight, out of mind, like, if I'm just sitting there talking shit, okay, whatever. How do you go to sleep next to that person and that person tells you, hey, I love you before they sleep? And you know in the back of your mind, can't wait till she falls asleep. I'm gonna take pictures of her to send to my ex.
I honestly, it's the same way that people will cheat on their partners, like
Yeah.
have literal sex with someone else and go back to their partners and just sleep with them as if nothing
as has like ever nothing happened. Has I don't know what level of like how do you get to that level? I genuinely like people have no guilt, like no guilt, no conscience, no nothing. They just don't give shit. Mm-mm. That's insane. Kay. You go.
This is fun. I like this.
I feel bad for laughing at that, but fuck. That
is okay, this one's pretty short. He is 23, I am 18. Is it that bad? Because we're both overthinking it, and I don't think it's bad, but some people around us are telling us it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Listen, I wouldn't say this a long time ago. In my head, I was like, once you're 18, you know, 5 years old, like, it's not that bad.
Okay, but what if it was 25 and 30?
That's a little better. I'm just talking about at the stage you are when you're 18 versus 23. Guys, I'm 23 years old. I have my own apartment, work, my own job,
yeah,
my own car.
Yeah.
I fund my life. My parents don't support me financially whatsoever. Me dating a high schooler in grade 12 who's just turned 18 years old, who is planning out which university he wants to go to, who has lunchtime. No, that's weird.
Lunchtime. What if it was boy and girl? Like, what if it was the opposite? Like, what if you were a guy?
No, I think it's just as weird if it was a guy.
I don't think that...
What do you emotionally have in common with a girl that's 18 years old?
Yeah.
Trust me, there's nothing for you to talk about.
Also, like, I don't think that... you're one night sleep away from 17 to 18. You know what I mean? Like, what changes? Like, I've always thought this too, like, legally.
Yeah.
What changes that, okay, January 1st, this kid can't run away from home and have their own apartment and drink, but January 2nd, they can because they're 18.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So at that point, like, even if you're 18, like, you don't feel 18 until you're, like, 20. Like, you're not actually old, adult, mature, mentally. Like, it's not a day doesn't make a difference. A number doesn't make a difference.
It's, like, life experiences in general. Yeah. If you're 18 years old, you don't have the same life experiences as a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Or, like, 23-year-old. But, like, 25, 30, it's, like, at 25 years old, you've basically had those,
exactly.
Pivotal moments in your life. Or, like,
landmarks.
Yeah, like... That compared to a 30-year-old, it's not a huge difference.
Yeah.
I can see someone being in a relationship, but 18 and 23, like, I'm not going to be like, how dare you? Like, it's not like you're a minor.
Because every situation is legal. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do what you want to do, but I do think it's weird, and I would question
why think it's weird also.
Man wants a 23-year-old man would want to date you as an 18-year-old. Yeah. If you are the 18-year-old asking this question.
Yeah. Also, like, if you are the 23-year-old making the decision, like, I think it would be weird if there's also a pattern. Like, if it's not like, oh, your whole life you've been with people your own age and then you meet someone who's 18 and this and that, it's different. But if you solely go for freshly 18, and you know those guys that are like, oh, she's 17, but in 6 months she'll be 18. That's insane. You're kind of crazy.
Why?
Like, that's a wild one.
For what, though? Like, I could not even... I remember I was talking to a guy who was, like, 2 years younger than me. And it would just bother me. Like, I'd just be like, I can feel that you're younger than me. Yeah. And the way you talk, the way you act. And it is such a turnoff.
Yeah.
How do you talk to someone?
I think guys, like, fetishize. Fetishize?
Yeah, I can see how guys with girls, they can...
Yeah.
They do that.
But it's also, like, young kids are doing everything that we're probably doing. So, what... Like, what... You know what I mean? Like...
People are doing, like, at 14, 13 years old, they're, like, losing their virginities, like, smoking, probably even drinking, younger, everything. Partying,
Vaping.
So, there's no innocence. I think it's just the number for them that they, like...
Yeah.
No, you have issues, though.
That, yeah, you have problems. Am I... Ooh, I haven't read this one. Am I the asshole? Have I sabotaged... What? Why? Have I sabotaged my best friend's relationship?
Oh.
Okay. Saw a post here earlier that made me realize that maybe I'm not looking too great in this situation. I, 24 female, have been friends with Michael, 24 male, since we were in middle school. Michael is a far away close friend. Michael has a girlfriend, Sarah. Sarah does not like me. Okay. Sarah dislikes me so much that she attacked me on a public bus and most likely is the person leaving boxes of weird sexual items on my porch. And dismembered.
The way I was about to say I'm Team Sarah.
Yeah, I was about to be like, babe, you're the girl best friend. Like, yeah. Wow, Sarah is, okay, but like, is Michael giving Sarah a reason? Because girls do things.
No, that's beyond weird.
I think I really want to be on Sarah's side.
You stopped at dismembered.
Disassembled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, dismembered. What?
Disassembled part of my front gate. Okay. Things broke down between Michael and Sarah. Poor Sarah. And I told him about some of the stuff.
We're Team Sarah.
I'm Team Sarah because I get it. I don't know. I get it.
Eliza, should I be concerned?
I get it. Fuck, I get it. No, because Michael's definitely making Sarah feel like she has to do that. Is this a story about me? Okay. Things broke down between Michael and Sarah when I told him about some of this stuff. Oh, she snitched. You snitched? Why did you snitch on Sarah? Oh! Michael called her. He was at my place. Hello? Sarah, you're right. Fucking break that girl's house down. Why is Michael at her house? If my boyfriend was at another girl's house.
Wait, was this after he broke up with her?
No, things broke down between Michael and Sarah when I told him about some of this stuff. Michael called her when he was at my place and confronted her about what was happening.
Wait, why was he at her place?
Thank you. That's my point.
If
Michael is at her house. Okay. Michael confronted his girlfriend over the phone about this.
Yes, but did the friend call him, tell him, hey, your ex has been sending me boxes of sex.
No, your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. Yeah. Is sending me boxes of sex toys and breaking my gate and doing this, would you not run straight to that house and be like, what the fuck is going on? No. You need to tell me right now. Show me. Like,
no.
You wouldn't?
I would call my girl. Okay.
If your guy best friend. Your guy best friend is telling you that your
Oh, wait, you're putting me in her shoes now?
You're Michael.
Because I am Sarah's shoes. No, I like Michael. Sarah's shoes. I don't want to be in anyone's shoes. No!
Michael. Listen, Eliza, if you're Michael.
Okay.
You're Michael.
I'm Michael. And my boyfriend.
Your boy best friend calls you and it's like, yo, Eliza.
Like your man
is sending me like blood, like stamped notes and like sex toys and like. You, like, I'm freaking out, like...
Yeah, can I...
What? You're gonna go over to his house.
Can I tell you the truth?
What?
I wouldn't give a shit. That's hot.
Oh, lovely.
If my boyfriend was so jealous...
I'm so glad we have different types.
If my boyfriend is, like... I'm being so honest, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yo, that's real, though, because there's girls out there that agree with you, honestly.
I wouldn't care.
There's Sarah's out there that are on your side.
I'm Sarah. Oh, fuck Michael. No. I would never do what Michael did. Why would you leave your... No.
I think at that point, if I heard all of that, I would already be set on my mind of breaking up with them. So I wouldn't, like...
You're mean.
Think of what for...
Oh, I got scared. You're mean.
Dude, that's not...
You're mean!
If my boyfriend is sending sex toys...
That's so attractive!
Breaking... No, that's weird. That's psycho behavior. That's like, they'll kill me.
He won't kill you! He loves you!
Throw Eliza into a fucking cell. Oh my goodness.
I'm Team Sarah.
Whoa.
No.
Anyways, wait, keep going.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Things broke down between Michael and Sarah. He was at my place. Okay. Less than 24 hours later, Michael and another friend were moving his things into my place because Sarah trashed his stuff.
I don't know how you want me to react to this. I don't know.
I want
imagine and be like, wow, look, Michael is moving in with his hoe.
No, they're not moving in. Oh, wait.
Michael is moving stuff to his girly pop's house because Sarah's angry. Oh, yeah. Okay,
at that point. Thank you. No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff before that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know what? She was probably doing things just as bad because she didn't say what she was doing before for her to be doing all those things. Like,
yeah.
For her to be
sending sex toys. Exactly.
Like, what if she sent the sex toys to her house those are sex toys that she's brought and left at his house before or something?
Maybe.
What if those were...
Like, what did you do that made Sarah this mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's information about this story. Because she said it makes me look bad. Mm-hmm. This story makes her look bad.
The more that I'm... Like, the beginning was fucking weird and out of pocket. Yeah. But, like,
now that
like, he's moving his stuff in now.
Into her house. He was at her house. He confronted his girlfriend over the phone. Like, I would sit down and be like, babe, like, why are we doing this? Like, let's have a conversation about it. You know, be like, hey, I'm at Girly Pop's house.
Yeah, no,
why are you doing that?
Not good on his part.
Okay, we're getting distracted. Hold on. A few people have claimed that I basically set their relationship up to fail by turning it into a competition between me and Sarah. Most of their arguments were because of me. Mostly because of the amount of time that Michael and I spent alone. And he spent money on me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, fine.
Sarah.
But why does Sarah gotta be weird like that, though? She could have done other things.
But sometimes bitches don't learn. And sometimes you need to do...
The sex toys is kind of weird. Like, that's
It's better than weapons.
Honestly?
I would put a bag of cat shit and light it on fire. That's what I would have done. So sex toys is not that bad.
Yeah. No, that's...
I would have been like, use them. Maybe that was her... Maybe she sent her sex toys. No, she
probably went crazy.
She's like, use those toys instead of my husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, my boyfriend.
Period! Wait, yeah. That's so good. Because like, no way, yourself. I would do that.
Yeah,
like, no, I would do yourself. That.
There you go. Yeah.
Like, hey, babe, stop riding on his...
If my boyfriend's spending money on another girl, I don't care who she is, unless she's blood related to him, that's fucking weird.
No, that's weird.
Yeah. Anyways, Team Sarah. I've been Team Sarah.
Yeah, I had to come around, but...
Yeah, it's okay. We gave her time. She's on the right side now. I didn't think it was an issue. We both get each other presents. Okay, yeah. I can't even... This is making me really mad. I know Sarah had been upset that Michael spent a couple $100 on Wizard of Oz statues for me. Okay.
Oh, she's a weirdo.
Okay. Anyways, one friend in particular said I was at fault for not establishing proper boundaries, especially since we had have a past relationship. Kissing
It gets worse!
Kissing a few times and holding hands. Okay. Michael was my first kiss and first man. Okay. So Michael is friends with his ex. Maybe start the story off by saying... fucked up my ex's relationship.
She tried to throw us off with being beginning. Like, she sends me sex.
But you know, that's a sign of a narcissistic, manipulative person. Like, she started off this story by saying, Sarah hurt me. Sarah attacked me. Oh, but by the way.
I did this.
Michael's my ex. Also, he spends money on me. Also, he comes over to my house. Like, pick me, bitch. Shut up.
Also,
I
kissed him.
I'm angry. Also, he was my first kiss. Also, he was my first boyfriend. Also, now that they broke up, Michael lives with me.
Yeah,
shut up!
When you say it like that.
Yep. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't read it on your own.
No. I'm just like, that's basically it.
What are people saying in response?
People in the comments.
Are they in support?
Oh no, there is no comments.
Oh.
6 minutes ago.
Oh shit!
Oh shit, this
just happened. Well, Girly Pop, tune in on Thursday.
Tune in next week. I told you. I should comment. Like, we just talked about this. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So am I the reason that their relationship got so bad that Sarah basically had to stalk me? Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. Yes.
Yep.
I know it's not my fault.
We also don't know what's going on in terms of like the boyfriend and like how he's
What if he's telling Sarah like, my friend's better than you? Like,
yeah, he could be manipulating her and making her go crazy.
Ugh. Brother, ew.
Brother, ew.
Brother, ew. I don't like that. Fuck you, Michael, and fuck whoever this girl is.
Sarah. Yo, I love that you were on her side since the beginning.
I know, Sarah.
You're a true girl's girl. I had my doubts.
No. I will vouch. No, if there's a third person, no.
The way you explained it with like, oh, stop trying to sleep with my men here, yeah. Have these sex toys. As like a, that's yeah. That is just like genius. Yeah, like, I would.
Sarah's
do that too.
A smart girl. Because Sarah. Mm-hmm. And maybe she broke the door to get in, like, you know?
Yeah, maybe she thought he was there and, like, tried to, like, break
it. I would install a fucking camera. I would do a lot. The reason why I think Sarah's not that bad, because I would have done worse.
No, yeah, honestly, I feel like we don't know the full story clearly. Yeah. This girl's being manipulative in the way that she's trying to explain the story to make herself not look bad. I don't
like
that.
Mm-mm. Like, wow. She even said, I broke up my friend. That's your ex. That's not your friend. Mm-mm. Poor Sarah. I hope Sarah gets the man that she deserves. I hope Sarah gets the therapy that she deserves.
Yep.
And justice for Sarah.
I hope she heals. Justice for Sarah. Okay. All right. We can end it off.
Oh, okay.
All right. That was the end of that video. Yeah. Wow, that was so
That was good. We unpacked.
That was a roller coaster. Please let us know any stories you have, any questions you have, and we'll definitely make a video.
We'll talk about them. And if you have a whack story like this, please let us know.
Let us know.
Because I know I want to know. Like, are people, is this normal?
What? Like?
Like this behavior?
Probably not, but probably more common than we think.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.